So, hello guys, welcome to another episode of the M19 Show. I'm your host James, and I'm sorry that I've been gone for like a month and two days. That's how long it's been. And before that, I was gone for like a month and 2 weeks. So, guys, I'm so sorry. If you guys were missing out, or were you missing me, I'm so sorry. Just, there's nothing going on in the music industry right now, except for this week. Enjoy. Okay, so today, guys, we'll be talking about two topics today. One around revolves around English rap, and the other one revolves around American rap. So, for you Americans, or you Canadians, or literally any, I don't know, just any person who has no care for English rap, I suggest you skip on over to main bit two, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, just letting you know, and let's get into the episode, shall we? So, guys, for the first topic, we'll be talking about Yems 01. Now, that's a weird name, isn't it? It's spelled Yems 01. It's a bit of a weird spelling. So, you guys won't know. But, basically, this guy brought out a song called, what was it called again? It was called Active. That's it. Active. A-C-T-I-V-E. Active. So, he released the song Active about 1.5 months ago. Yeah, probably like 1 to 1.5 months ago. I think that was it. Yeah. It came out at the end of September, sometime like that. And that was like one of his songs which was actually sponsored on Instagram. That's how I found him out. He's really cool. I think he's from East London or South London. I really don't know. I'll research a little bit, but I just really want to listen to his music before I get to actually properly like him. Until I research him, you know what I mean? So, basically, a few days ago, he released his first ever album called Moving Mad, which is actually a very, very cool song. It has 10 songs on the album, and now he's kind of like the Trippie Redd of England because of his, like, his voice and the way that he kind of like portrays, you know, his music. I think his tune is really on point, and I think he's just really talented, in my opinion. Basically, he made 10 songs on the album, and preferably there was out of the if I had to put the album out of 10, I'd probably put it as a 5.5, just because there was a few beats which were good, but then there were some beats which just completely lacking in, like, you know, attractive type of, or like it just didn't have really, man. I think most of the beats were kind of like very like off-putting. And you couldn't really, like, groove or move to it. You know what I mean? And so, if I had to, like, review all the songs, I would say about maybe 6 to 7 songs I liked because of some of the lyrics and how he presented it. But then again, I don't know, man. So, basically, I added 8 songs out of the 10 onto my Spotify, and preferably, I think I'm only going to listen to like 4 or 3 of them, because some of the beats, as they are okay, they're kind of okayish, but they're lacking in that fact that it's lacking in what people tend to normally go towards. It's not really, you know, the moving type of beat. It's not like Playboi Carti stuff. It's kind of just like, it's basically, it gives off the same feeling as what Trippie Redd's songs really do. They're interesting to hear, but you kind of feel uncomfortable. That's what I get from Trippie Redd's songs anyway. And Trippie Redd is he's not that bad. I just think I don't like his voice. He's just so annoying. But yeah, preferably the album is, it's fine. I much prefer the actual song Active than the actual album, because Active is a great, fantastic song, and it only came out like a month ago. It's amazing. It's like the lyrics of it, and the music video is amazing. I swear down, it's amazing. My go-go juice. My go-go. So yeah, I think if I had to like describe the album, I would say it's quite a rushed type of music. It's not really, I don't think, it was kind of unfinished, to be fair. And I listened to the album about 3 times, and preferably, I do like the album. There's just a few parts of the songs which I just really dislike, and they give me a funny feeling in the brain. You'll have to listen to it for yourself, because I think it's going to be a very mixed type of feeling album, if I'm honest. Is that something about it? But yeah. So, next topic. Boom. So, guys, topic 2 is going to be about the one, the only, my favorite rapper, Mick Jenkins. That's a bit cringy, but yeah. Mick Jenkins, you know, the king of Chicago, the best rapper in the US, hands down. He is amazing. He chooses the right beats. He's so into the song. He's so blast with such creativity. He's amazing, man. So, I forgot to talk to you about this last episode, which was a month ago. Basically, on the 18th of September, while I was going down to stay with my cousins for a weekend, Mick Jenkins released a song which is going to be the first song before his new album coming out in the next few weeks, hopefully. And that song is called Percy. P-E-R-C-Y. Percy. And fun fact, guys, he was live streaming on Instagram while he was recording the song, and I have a recording, like a screen recording, of that live stream, of him recording the song Percy, which was literally, like, swear down, was like in, I think, I want to say March, April, sometime. I might have to go back to my calendar, or not calendar, bloody photos and videos on my phone. I need to go back to it and basically get the date. And If I got the date wrong, I'm gonna put it on to the if like obviously if I find the recording, the screen recording, I'll put it in the description of this podcast, okay? Okay. So yeah. So basically I'm lost, guys. I just have so much excitement for that new album come out in a few weeks, man. Hopefully in a few weeks. Maybe he'll drop it maybe in the middle of December. I don't know. Possibly he could be dropping it next year. I have no idea. But hopefully it's going to be very soon. That's what I'm hoping for. So one live stream about, I want to say, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. I think it was last month, actually. Yeah, no, I actually have no idea. He did actually. He made. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to remember. So basically, he did a live stream, basically presenting, I can't say the word, he was showing us and playing the songs which are going to be on the album before the album drops. He was doing a live stream while listening to the songs, and I listened 18 minutes of that live stream. And the live stream was like, I think 24, 6 minutes long. So I recorded like the majority of it, like 18 minutes of the actual thing. And while I did that, I was editing the screen recording of the live stream. And I uploaded the pre-songs to YouTube and Instagram. So if you guys want to listen to them, those songs that he played for us before he drops the album, go to my YouTube. It is James K Social, and you will find it. It's going to be amazing. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can go to my Instagram is James K, which is IS James and then K. Alright. Don't ask about the username. I just I don't know. Figured it. So yeah. Go to them and enjoy it, I guess. So I wanna give you some backstory on the actual of his music basically. In 2014, he released his first album, and actually was his first piece of music on Spotify and Apple Music. He did make music before, and he uploaded them to YouTube. I think his first ever song he uploaded to YouTube, or like to media in general, was a song called Chicago in all caps. And it's a fantastic song. He released it in 2013. And in 2014, he released his album, The Waters. And I think you guys should listen to it, because his music does not get old. Trust me. It's amazing. And in 2015, he released a album called The Waves. The Waters, The Waves, yeah. In 2016, he released an album called The Healing Component, which by far, in my opinion, is the best album that he made, just because of how much detail he put into the beats, and that was 2016, was the year that he's like, maximum creativity just blasted. That's my opinion, guys. Yeah, some people will disagree. People will say The Waves or or last year's album, Pieces of a Man, is like when he hit maximum creativity, but the healing component, in my opinion, did that. But yeah, then in 2018, like I said, he released the album Pieces of a Man, and by far, that was a great one. I think he recorded the music in LA because the thingamabob, because the art cover and the like tour covers are all based, or all what were like took the pictures of his art cover and his tour covers were all taken in California desert, which is like I think the one outside of LA, the one like behind LA, if you know what I mean, hopefully. I don't know, but yeah, that's where they are, that's where they were took at. But yeah, pretty nostalgic. Yeah, but I think, guys, because it's 2019 and he literally released Pieces of a Man literally like in August last year, it's been like what, a year and 11 months, and or not a year and 11 months, a year and 3 months, 11 and 3 months. So if he doesn't release it now, or at least this month, he'll definitely release it next month. And it would be really surprising if he just left it, because he started recording this in like, he started recording the album in January, and for the how much talent he has, in my opinion, I think it would he would finish a album with at least like 10 songs, 10 to 14 songs. I think he would finish recording all 14 of them in like September. That's my opinion. I think the reason why he uploaded the song Percy, or he released the song Percy onto YouTube in September, because he actually finished it. That's my theory. I really hope it is, because I really want the album now. And literally, there's this one song, which all the songs have unknown names, because he didn't tell us the name, what he was gonna name them in the live stream, but he did tell us, but he did not tell us, but show us the music and the songs. And there's this one song that I think, which was my favorite during the live stream, and I gave it its own name, and I called it No Place, which I hope it's the name. When the album does come out, I think I'm gonna go back to YouTube and Instagram and rename the songs, and just say, oh, live stream recording of this song and this song. Basically, I uploaded two songs onto YouTube and Instagram. There was No Place, which I named, and there's a one I just called it Pulling Up, because it has a lyric like pulling up, where you're at, pulling up, pulling up, and we shed fire, I'm trying to get high. It's an unknown name song, but I just called it Pulling Up because why not. And No Place, man, how does it go again? It's funny because that was my favorite one on the live stream. It was time to kill, had no place to go, we was one sign, it was on my soul, one sign on the go, if you call me back, I don't know if you're living and talking about all of that. I don't know. Sorry about my singing, it's a little bit cringy, but that's basically the lyrics as I hear. I don't know if they're exactly the lyrics, but I might be just mumbling, but I don't know. But yeah, I just I think the album is gonna be it's gonna be 2000, like, as you know, in the last 3 years there's been like a change in hip hop and rap industry, in my opinion, because when I hear the music from 2015 and 16, I see a lot of difference. I think in 2017 they kind of like stopped, or like they kind of made a new type of genre, or not a new genre, but a new type of beat. And because of course there's trap, which, if you're not from England, as you know, trap is basically the like ding in songs, you know, when they like, you know, like, you know, when you're like in the, I don't know, the bar or something, and you hear a song and you tap your leg. Well, basically that's called trap. That's like the beat bit that everyone rhymes to. That's what trap is. And when it's in a rap song, it's called trap. But here in England, we have two sides of the word trap. We have that translation of trap, and we got actual trap, which is a slang word for drug dealing. So yeah, but anyway, I just think the album is going to get a lot of feedback and a lot of good feedback. I really hope he like gets a lot of fame, man, because he's 28, man. He's 28. He was born on the 16th of April, 1991. Like, literally a year after my sister was born, and a day before, and he was born, or his birthday is a day before my brother's, so it's quite interesting. Quite indeed. But yeah, he's just, for a 28-year-old with that much talent and creativity in music, he only has like a few hundred thousand people really listen to him. His most popular song on Spotify has only like 20 or like 3.5 million plays, which is not a lot for someone like him. I think he's quite underground, kind of like how Dizelle, or was it, how do you say his name again? Dizelle Curry, Denzel, that's it, Denzel Curry. He's quite underground like him, but not like at the not equal amount underground. I think Mick Jenkins is a little bit like a level back from Denzel Curry. And don't get me wrong, both of them are both talented, and I, in my opinion, they should be at the level, they should be at the same level, just because of how much creativity they put into two songs. But because they're underground, people who do know Denzel Curry, I think know him more, of course, know him more than people who support Mick Jenkins more. It's just my opinion, really, man. Because when I listen to the songs or I see the views on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Music and all that, I just really get in the vibe that, you know, I think Denzel Curry's actually more famous than him, which is sad, because I think both of them are at the same level. And not of underground, because they should not be underground. They should be, like, overrated. They are amazing, man. I love their music. Literally, man. It's amazing. I listen to, literally, those two guys, Denzel Curry and Mick Jenkins, was the only bit I was listening to in the summer. Then them two were the only, trust me, the only two artists that I listened to in the summer. Literally. Even though that Denzel Curry's album Zoo is quite a shit album. It's out of 10, it's like a 3 in my opinion. It's just, I just don't like the album. There's only like really realistically only like 3 or 4 or 5 songs on the album which are good. There's not, it's not really, it's a really rushed album, but that's probably also because all the songs of the album are freestyles, which I have a problem with freestyles. I like them, but I hate when people mumble rap. I like, there's only a few people in this world who do rap music who, when they freestyle, they're good. Most of the like freestyles from other rappers are absolute shit. And if it's a mumble rapper doing a freestyle, like, if they're basically saying the same thing that they would do if they were recording the song. Because I hate mumble rappers. Kind of like, what's his name? Man, what's his name? Come to me. There we go. Your man. Who was that guy friends with XXXTentacion? He was called, man, what was he called? Ski Master Slump God. I don't like his music. I said it. He is a shit rapper. He's just appalling. I don't think he doesn't really have any creativity. I like his like vibe, and he's, you know, there's only like really like a finger size of songs which are good, but the whole handful is appalling, man. His album that he dropped a few months, or like, not, was it a year ago he dropped it? I'm not sure. But that one that XXXTentacion was supposed to be in, that is kind of shit. It's really, really a shit album. I don't like his music whatsoever. I don't like mumble rappers. Like ASAP Rocky said, he doesn't like mumble rappers either. That's probably why ASAP Rocky is like my second favorite rapper in the world. My first is Mick Jenkins, obviously. And my third would have to be, it would have to be like Diggity from West London. That's my opinion anyway. But like, and fourth would have to be Heady One, and fifth would have to be Drake. Yeah, that seems about right. Them five are my top five. Right now, of course. Yeah. But like, guys, going back to Mick Jenkins, you know, I think I really hope he gets the attention and the attention that he deserves. 100%. So, without further ado, guys, thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. And I'll see you guys hopefully, next week. Next weekend. And goodbye. P.S. Please listen to Free Throw Game or Free Throw News. Bye.